Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
12-10, Mountain Home with the lead as we go to the second quarter. Bombers with the basketball. Corsilius back into the game for Mountain Home. Bashirs, Corsilius, Benton, Waymire, and Dibble on the floor for Mountain Home right now. Here's a three left side by Bashirs. It won't go. Waymire skies for the rebound. Through two defenders. Dibble a three. It won't go. Corsilius the rebound and the putback underneath. Baylor's first field goal. He has 3 points on the night. 14-10, Mountain Home. Morgan driving, missing in the paint. Offensive rebound swatted away by Waymire. Somebody's gum got swatted away as well. It's laying at the free throw line. It was Waymire's. Ball's finally knocked out of bounds, and Mountain Home comes up with it. 7:25 left in this first half. Mountain Home leads it by four. Benton. Bashirs inside. Waymire off the glass and scores. He has 8 points on the night. The Bombers up 16-10. Williams, the kick out. This is Mask with it, who came in during the break. Back to Williams. His three is missed. Gets his own rebound, though, that long rebound. Here's McMahon right side. A three won't go. And Dibble, the rebound for Mountain Home underneath. That's his second board. Mountain Home currently on an 11-2 run. Dibble, now Benton out top. Back to Dibble on the left wing. Looks for Waymire underneath. Kick out to Benton out top. Dibble, open for three, off the mark. Rebound. Williams has it for the Pioneers, his fifth board. He gives it up to Mask, who works it ahead quickly to the baseline. Kicks it back to McMahon for three. It won't go. And Bashirs, the rebound for Mountain Home, his first board of the evening. 6:03 left in this first half. Mountain Home up 16-10. Bashirs looks inside. Waymire on the left block. He'll score. He has 10 points in the timeout, Batesville. 5:49 left in the first half. Mountain Home on a 13-2 run, and they lead it 18-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back in Batesville, 5:49 left in this first half. Mountain Home with the lead over Batesville, 18-10. Pioneers with the basketball. McMahon, guarded by Benton out top. Starts to penetrate, is cut off, brings it back to Williams. 5:33 left in the half. Backing it up near midcourt is Mask. Mask down the left side of the paint, lost the handle on it. It's out of bounds off Mountain Home. It is going to stay with the Pioneers. They'll lob it into Williams near midcourt with 5:25 left in the half. Mountain Home up 18-10. Between the circles with it is Mask. McMahon left side. Mask again out top. Ball knocked loose. Picked back up by Williams. Bombers playing a, looks to be a 2-3 zone defensively. In the corner, McMahon out top. Mask wants a three. It's off the mark. And another rebound for David Wehmeyer underneath. That's his fifth. Stole it away, and scoring along the baseline is Warner. Makes it 18-12, Mountain Home, with 4:35 left in the opening half. Inside, Wehmeyer will score. 12 points, 5 rebounds for Big David in the first half. 20-12, Mountain Home up, 4:17 left in this opening half. Three out top from Morgan is good. Long range three from the freshman. Four minutes to play first half, 20-15, Mountain Home. Benton swings it right side. Bashir's driving baseline. Too strong off the glass. Rebound underneath, but Cresilius and lays it back up over his head. He was under the basket. Looked like a reverse layup. Cresilius with 5 points. Now foul at the other end against Mountain Home on the defensive end. They're going to get Talon Benton with the foul. That's his first. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. Cresilius will come out as Peters checks back in. Baylor's had a big first half. .339 left in the first half. Bombers lead it by 7, 22-15. Right side three is going to be missed. The rebound underneath by Warner. He's fouled as he goes back up. He'll go to the free throw line. They're going to get Wehmeyer with the foul this time. It's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. Warner at the line. 2 points. First free throw is missed. Dibble out as Cresilius checks back in. 3:28 left in the first half. Second free throw, good. 22-16, Mountain Home with the lead. Peters, free throw line, Dichi knocks it down. 6 points for Dichi. 24-16, Bombers. Morgan in the paint. He'll drive and score underneath. That freshman has 9 points in the first half. 24-18, Mountain Home. Cresilius on the left elbow. Back out top to Peters. Back to Cresilius. The three ball won't go. Wehmeyer, the rebound for Mountain Home. Dichi at the free throw line. Gives it up to Peters. He'll back it up. Bashir's, the lob inside to Wehmeyer. The kick back to Bashir's. Dichi free throw line on the floor once. Lays it up and in. Dichi has come off the bench and scored 8. 26-18, Mountain Home. On the left side. Mickle with it. Morgan out top. Back to Mickle. His three short. Wehmeyer the rebound. 2:09 left in this first half. It's an 8-point Mountain Home lead. Baseline drive, Cresilius. Now out top, it's Bashir's. Peters up to the defense, back to Bashir's. Spots for the three and hits it. Hunter Bashir's with his first field goal. 29-18, Mountain Home leads it. 1:43 left in the half. Shot at the other end is missed. Wehmeyer the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. This is a 24-10 run by Mountain Home. They were down 8-5. Dichi, 15-footer, nothing but net. He has been red hot coming off the bench. 26-10 is the run. Mountain Home leads it 31-18. Block shot underneath, and Warner has his own miss. Morgan, free throw line jumper off the mark, and Peters has the rebound for Mountain Home. 1 minute left in this first half. The Shears, now Peters out top. Dietschy down the paint, dumps it away, Meyer, he'll score. And Coach Chad LaRose is just livid with the way his team is playing right now. Takes a timeout despite the fact there's only 51 seconds left in the half. 33-18, Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
51 seconds left. First half, Batesville using the timeout. Mountain Home currently on a 28-10 run. They lead it 33-15 over Batesville. And a steal. Luke Jackson's in the game. He steals it. He's going to be fouled. And an intentional foul is going to be called. And Coach LaRose upset. I really don't blame him on that. They did knock the player to the ground. All they did was reach in. Man, that's not what that intentional foul is intended for. Officials saying he wrapped him up. He didn't. Coach Rose is pretty animated, and I don't blame him at all. That was not a good call. At the free throw line is going to be Luke Jackson. First free throw is good. Coach LaRose sat next to me during the last part of the fourth quarter in both overtimes of that girls' game, and we talked during the breaks. Here's the second free throw by Jackson, and it is good. Now Mountain Home is going to have the ball along the baseline. At one point during a break when I was off the air, he said, "It's been so long since we came out of the locker room." He said, "I don't remember what we told our guys." He's a good guy. He was a great baseball player. He's the one that really got baseball started and put on the map here in Batesville years ago. Trying to get this basketball program built back up. Jackson in the corner. The three missed. Williams, the rebound underneath for Batesville. Here's a shot underneath that is going to be good. That is Warner. 35-21 now. That was a three by Warner. 18 seconds left. Ball knocked away underneath. Mountain Home will turn it over. Their seventh turnover. 1 second left. Williams, his shot is no. He gets hit. They don't call a foul. LaRose upset about that. And again, I don't blame him at all. We've made it to halftime, and Mountain Home will take a 35-21 lead into the locker room at halftime. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.